This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. The U.S. surgeon has called on Congress to require health warning labels for consumers about the link between consuming alcohol and the risk of cancer. CPR health reporter John Daly has reaction.
Kathy Bradley is dean of the Colorado School of Public Health and deputy director of the CU Cancer Center. A link between heavy alcohol consumption and cancers of the liver and esophagus has long been known. What's new is more evidence regarding small amounts of consumption and other cancer types.
We're learning more about breast cancer for sure, and that evidence has been building. Colorectal cancer, and now there are some recent studies out on prostate cancer.
She notes it's a hard issue to research with a lot of gray area. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Jenkins Middle School in Colorado Springs is closing due to safety and structural concerns. Students, teachers, and staff will move to other buildings in District 11 on Friday, but classes will stay together in their new locations. The school will remain closed until those issues have been addressed. Informational meetings about that closure are happening at Doherty High School tomorrow at 6 p.m. and on the 22nd. Wildfire risk is top of mind for many as the fires continue to burn in Los Angeles. Chad Julian is a wildfire mitigation program specialist for the Colorado State Forest Service. He says the state is faring better when it comes to weather than California, making it less likely for a large wildfire to happen here.
We do have a lot of patchy snow, and that's not going to disappear before the Arctic air outbreak.
Temperatures will spike along the Front Range tomorrow, but moisture will arrive over the weekend. That means fuels won't have enough time to dry out and become a fire hazard. That moisture forecast is part of the Arctic blast set to arrive on Saturday. It is going to be cold. This is CPR News and KRCC.